Monday, Parshas Korach, Shlomo Weisbach.
Rabbi Weisbach, Rabbi Weisbach.
Yeah, some. This Thursday week was from in London. Sorry? Yeah, who's that? Oh, very nice. In London? Very nice. Who to? Very nice. Very good, very nice.
So,
Sam,
is there any of you when you go to London?
I hope so, my she. I hope so. Right, let's make a start. Right. Right, so yesterday we were speaking about sticky labels. Very interesting, sticky labels on fruits and challahs. So we said, is one allowed to take off some kosher? Has it got the same hetzer as peeling? We know that you're allowed to peel fruits before the mealtime. Someone's got an apple with a sticker on or a challah with a sticker on, does it have the same hetzer? That's the question. Does it have the same leniency? So some say yes, it's similar to peeling. And just like our peeling, you're allowed to take off with a summer suza, who had them by what do you call it? Who had them by stickers on it as well. However, others are more machme, others tiny, maybe it's worse. Maybe it's not doim to kill it over here. Because it's just a small part of the thing that's got affected. It's not the whole thing. That means normally when you've got a peel around something, so it stops you eating the whole thing. So there's no other way of doing it. So chazal allowed to do kiluf. Could be here, it's much worse. You're not allowed to. And therefore, it could be more problematic. So, we follow the Aruch HaShabbos normally. So the Aruch HaShabbos is hachra. I don't really understand what he said, but his ruling is like this, Aruch HaShabbos. Let's find Perek Gimel. No, it's, I'm going to find it from Aruch HaShabbos, Moshe Shkorech. So he says over here, he's machmir by a chala. He's machmir, and he says, "Ein lahosus a tviya shagabe a chala hurl an extra clipper. You should not take it off, and you should not be mako." He's not so clear. If you take off some chasud, I might say make a din some chasud. He says it's okay. He says it's like kilo. Lochain. The best aids is to take it off with a bit of the chala. That's the best aids that he advised to take off with some of the chala. Someone asked yesterday, "What happens? Do you use your sholing if you take off some of the challah with it? Have you lost it?" So here's an interesting halacha. The Ma'aseh in the Poskim quote, very interesting halacha. I didn't even look where it's from, but the Ma'aseh, many Poskim hold, not everyone holds this, some Poskim hold that a challah is called sholing if up to 1/48 is just missing. That means 1/48 of a bulka, matzah, anything like that, still is called sholing. The bottom he brings over here, the Minchas, who's this? Number 8. So Minchas Yaakov, Machzah Shekel, Tzosah Shulchan. They all seem to be makel. I don't know where it comes from, this is the Shir 48th. 1/48th. Someone said to me today, it's true, it's like often in a matzah you can have a little bit chipped off at the top. It could be, if it's 1/48th of the whole lot, it's still called a sholing. So who had it by a challah, if you've got 1/48th of the whole challah just chipped off, it could be it's okay. So here, very often when you take the label off, mice, you take only a small amount off when it comes off. It could be sort of called a shot. I did see someone saying yesterday that you should take off after you make hamotzi. That's the thing. The mice says you take off after you take hamotzi. The Aruch HaShulchan's Cholek, and he says it's not called chosa, it's not called sholem, even for 1/48th missing. So the Aruch HaShulchan stuck a machme actually. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that even if 1/48th of it is less than 1/48th of it is missing, it's still not called sholem. So that's one thing. So that's what Aruch HaShabbos says. And then when he speaks about a label on a fruit, That, he says, is better. I'm not sure why exactly this is, but he ties a label on a fruit where you can take off easily. He ties that, could be not called moruv. That's all right. A maestro of falk, Zocher B'Shomer, he's not machalik between a challah label and an apple label. And he says the best thing to do is to take it off with a bit of the food itself. We spoke about it yesterday. It looks boyer. If a person takes away some of the good together with the thing, that's not an issue of boyer. That's the way to get around it. Yeah. By the way, I just forgot. I don't know what it is. This actually. I would see this Moishi, when some people, when they buy a pomegranate, they want to knock the pips out. There's a special candy you can buy which not takes the pips out. I don't know what it is.
I think it's the one.
I don't know what it is. A lot of pastors speak about it. They say you should not use it on Shabbos. It's called a keli am yuchud, to take out pips. You should not be using that on Shabbos. Take out the pips for a pomegranate. So besides, can you bang it with a spoon? That's also possible. Is that because? Yeah, I would have thought it should be all right.
But if you're not keli, it was dosh.
I've got over here, I wrote from a safe, one shouldn't cut it in half and knock it. One should not cut it in half and knock it. But kaf or biyodai, to cause the pips to fall out, even fall out alter. I don't know why. What's the problem? Why is the problem with that?
What's the move?
Yeah, is that the sign? I don't know. Says, what moves is the what you want? So here, what comes out? The pips come out.
The ones
you want to eat.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it's a problem. I can't understand why I should have to try and look into it. But there's a keli which is miyuchad for this. Yeah. There's a keli which is specially designated for this purpose. That keli, that I understand, that's keli miyuchad for boiling, that's not allowed. But why is knocking it at the back, that I don't know why it should be a problem. I don't know why that should be a problem. To knock it at the back, I don't know why. Right. That was more or less the halacha from last times. Yes, I'm saying the sticky wrapper is an interesting thing. I know we spoke about sweet wrapper and things like that. Many poskim tell you that these sweet wrappers, all these wrappers, are not called a peel, they're called an ituf. And there was no problem. It's hard to know what that means. Others tell you that is like a peel, and therefore it should take off some chasuda.
Protection for the sweet, like an orange peel is a protection for the orange.
Same, but an orange peel is a problem, unless some chasuda.
Same, so it should be the same.
It should be the same. Should be the same. Their timing is better. I don't know why it's called a wrapper. I'm saying you have to know what it means. As Posh was such a yes, someone's got a cake sitting in a paper casing. That zikha not called moruv. There's no problem to take the cake out a long time before you want to eat it. There's no problem with that. It's not moruv at all. But here, when it's stuck on, that could make it a bit worse. Maybe that's a bit worse.
Okay.
Sorry, Moshi.
Your last time sweet
on
the
town
is like.
Oh, not if you're fasting. If you're fasting,
you
shouldn't have that. Yeah, you shouldn't have that on a fasting. Okay, let's move on to the next. Of course, the next bit is also very interesting. Sorry, but the next thing is very interesting. So, yeah, that was the halachas of Ochem and Apsolis. What are we doing, Ochem and Apsolis? So we say, take right. So now the shayla is about washing a plate. Very interesting question. Who would have thought about this? I would like to wash a plate, or chums. So what happens is, you've got, let's say, some sticky stuff, Moishi, which stuck to your plate. Are you allowed to wash that off?
You want the plate.
Is that boira? You've got something stuck onto your plate, and you want to wash it. You take it to the sink, and you wash it, and the head's taken away. You've got a special brush for Shabbos, which is no problem. And now, what happens is, you take that sticky bit off your plate. What happens is, that's psoilis min oichel. That's bad and good.
Plate's good.
Plate's good.
It's not
oichel. Oichel doesn't mean eat. You have to eat it. If someone's got, let's say, begodim. Let's say someone's got a pair of socks in a basket. He's got blue socks, black socks, red socks, yeah? And he wants the black socks for Shabbos. That's called oichel. Oichel doesn't mean what you eat. Oichel means what you want to use.
That's different.
Here you've got the... Here the plate.
The definition of oichel means to eat. Yeah, good from the bad, like you say. Can you take the bad stuff from the good? Yeah.
The plate is good. You want to use the plate.
Yeah.
And the thing that's stuck onto it is bad. L'chayra. To make the mice the pasta kasha.
Yeah.
What's the teretz?
Why shouldn't
we do the plate? Why not? Question is it boira? Is that called?
It's on top of it.
Stuck onto it. It's stuck. And that's pasta. Someone's like, you've got a piece of fish on a plate, not stuck on. There's no problem with taking the fish off. That's not called moruv. Moruv, when it's stuck on, let's say you've got some, I don't know what, some gravy or something on it, which is stuck onto the plate.
Mm.
It's sticky.
The answer is because you haven't got any other way to do it.
You can't be boring because you've got no way to do it.
Sorry.
No, that's not. Peeling is made generally because you've got, that's all fruits are like this, but when you've got a plate, it means you know a plate. So it's a very interesting question, actually. I must say, very, very interesting question. So the Poskim say that there's no problem, there's a few reasons for this actually, but Poskim say that there's no problem with cleaning a plate. Why is that? First reason that the Poskim seem to bring down is that in order to have boil, you have to have a mixture. You have to have two items. Lamash, let's say you've got a fruit bowl. You've got apples and oranges in a fruit bowl. That's a mixture. Or nuts and raisins in a fruit bowl. That's a mixture. When something has got no chashivas, it doesn't count as a min. Dirt on a plate is so insignificant compared to a plate, it doesn't count as a different min. It's like nullified. It's got no chashivas.
And the soup is also insignificant.
Food is different. You see why food might be different. Yeah, come to food, actually, yeah. On a plate, which is so choshuv, it's a permanent thing, it's meant to be a plate, that's its tachlis. Dirt on a plate is not called moruv. The plate is too choshuv to be called moruv. And therefore, there's no problem. Based on this, actually, there's no taruvah, so you can wash a plate a long time before you use it. I mean, it's called tachai before, that it's like peeling, so then you'd have to do a stomach asura. If it would be like a peel, this thing on a plate... Let's say the dirt on the plate is like
dirt,
a peel.
Dirt on the peel.
It's, no, if the dirt on a plate is like a peel on an orange, then the only way to take the to wash the plate would be stomach asura. But the Poskim was saying that's not called. It's not called a peel. It's nothing. It's got no chashivas whatsoever, and therefore it's not called two minim. It's nothing at all. Who adin to the Poskim based on this? That there's no problem of washing such a thing as of this as well. Therefore, according to this, you may wash dishes on Friday night for Shabbos day. Who are din sweeping a floor? Let's say you got a floor which has got in your own house, and there's no mashlekumas. Problem of sweeping the floor. Let's say you got some sticky parts on the floor, and you want to sweep it up. That's not called moruv. It's the same thing. It's got no chashivas. The dirt on the floor has got no chashivas, and therefore there's no problem with sweeping it up on Shabbos. What? Mopping is not allowed, Moshe. That's an issur of mashlekumas. Sorry.
As long as you buy a new plate, it comes back in
so what's what?
It's a brand new plate. It comes back to plastic.
Right. Yeah, plastic. I'll tell that. First of all, that plastic's not stuck onto it normally. Is it stuck on?
No.
Normally it's not stuck on. If it's like a...
Let's say.
The same thing, probably. It's got no chashivas. A food you see is different. Yeah. Food is different. Food is different. You see, food is different, actually. So when it comes to a plate that is, there's no question. Someone just asked me now, Lamar, it's interesting today, he says to me, what happens if someone's eating and he gets something stuck in his beard? He gets some crumbs stuck in his beard. Is there a problem to pull the crumbs out? Gushala. It's the same thing. A goof of an odom is so choshuv that the crumbs are not considered mixed with the person. Therefore, there's no problem for a person to take the crumbs out. No problem. Who I did, lice, and a person, a Poskim says also, there's no problem taking the lice out. On a gufa odom, the person is so choshuv that that which is more of there is got no chashivas. It's not called like another min. Yeah? What?
You have to be careful you don't kill it. Everything is not lice.
First of all, lice might be no issa to kill. That's a big shaila. Because it's not, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not poravarova. It's not included in the issa of thing. Okay, you have to know whether that applies now to everything. That's true. But the actual issa of taking out, I once had a shaila once, actually. I mean, I went on Erev Pesach once to ask a shaila to a rov. I said, what happened was there was some crumbs got stuck into a jumper. Erev Pesach was Shabbos. And some crumbs got stuck into someone's jumper. So it's the same shaila. Is that problem of boys taking out?
So why can't you take it out?
Might be boira moishi. That's the problem. So the answer was that again. Same as all these halachas over here. It's got no chashivas. There's no chashivas in those crumbs. And therefore, it's not called two minim. If that's not called two minim, there's no problem of doing boya taking out. Even not stomach asura. No problem whatsoever. That's motto. Number two, another hezbah is, who had in feathers on a beggar? Someone gets some feathers or some dirt stuck on. Let's say someone's having some cholot, and some cholot got stuck onto his jacket. It's not ingrained, because that was the shalom alabim. But let's say it's sitting on top. So on top of the things, so once it's take a knife and scrape it off, again, there's no boira there. There's no melabin, there's no boira, because the mice, it's not called ma'uruv with the beggar. And therefore, there's no problem mitzad that. Yeah? That's what we want to say. Some explain a different hezba, and they want to say that, what do you call it? plate, dirt on a plate, is that's his stumptious. That is the only way you use it. A plate is meant to be used with dirt on it, and then it gets washed again. Since it's a normal derer to get dirty and cleaning it is not considered a tikkun of the keli at all. It's not considered, it might be too minim, even if it's too minim, it's not called a tikkun. It's an ancient chiddush, actually. It's not called a tikkun of the keli. And others say that the...
The fish is also meant to be taken out, but you can't,
it's weird. Yeah, but you see, food is different. We'll come to food. Food is different. Food's got different. You see, well, food might be different, yeah? And therefore, they say it's not so simple. Therefore, that is the whole particular case. It's meant to be used and reused. I must say, from a Falk, I think, actually, someone else asked us as well, is that the interesting question now? Why don't you got a paper plate and you decide to reuse it? So it's not meant to be reused. Is that worth? The mice are possible to say it's okay. The mice are, it's all right to do. Now you're all asking about food. Food is a different shy now. Why has someone's got dirt on the food? Food's dirty. So I want to wash it. Can you wash food which has got dirt? Let's say the apple fell into the soil. Or something fell into the soil. Are you allowed to wash this peri on Shabbat? Why should it be different? So let me just explain to you first of all what the apostle would say.
Again, the soil is
going to look
the apple.
But they say food is different. Why is food different? Bishleim, a plate, it's meant to be permanent. So you can say something which is permanent, something which is on it, has got no chashivas. A food item which is only temporary, it's only meant to be eaten up soon. So the food item itself is also very temporary. So there, the posse wants to suggest that dirt on the food is much worse than dirt on a plate. So dirt on a plate is no shaila to wash it off. Dirt on a food is a big shaila. I didn't realize it was such a big shaila. Pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch, I've got this from here. Pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't realize this. Quite a few poskim hold. Let's just see if we can find it. Shin Yotes. Sipkan Chaf Tes, I think it is. Many poskim hold, there's no heter to wash food on Shabbos. Absolutely no heter. And that's the Pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Shin Yotes.
Are you allowed to wash the plate on
Yom Tov? Oh, Yom Tov, you're allowed to wash it. Yom Tov, you're allowed to hear the passions of the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yotes, Siv Tes. Ein Shorin Es HaKashin, you know, a person may not soak leeks in water, the Heinu Shemetziv Alei Mayim, pours water on it, Mekeli and Akeli, and then the Hosab Sos, get rid of the Psoilus. And that, Mr. Rule says, Ein Shorin, who are dealing, yes, Psoilus, Rechim, Robin, Pashtus on the Mishnah Berurah, it's no chilek how you put it in, when you put it into a keli or you rinse water over it.
Lettuce.
Says that, according to this, the Mishnah says, no, someone's got a bunch of grapes, he wants to soak it into water, leave it in water, the chayra is a problem.
That's only if you're dirty.
That's also true. But why are you soaking it? For what reason?
Because of hygiene.
That's also a good point, actually. That's true. Hygiene is only a result. I mean, someone's washing a food item, let's say because he's worried about insecticide, they might spray something on it, but the ice, he would really eat it, yeah? That's not called a tarubis. That's bistom, and there's no problem at all. That you can zikha wash. We're talking about something which has got a proper problem of tarubis over here. It's got a psoilus on it, which is a problem. And the miser, he wants to know what can do. So here, the pastures of Shulchan Aruch is... That is a problem. However, and I think this is the minig olam, many poskim are makel to wash fruits under a tap. They hold that similar to peeling. Dirt on a fruit is similar to like a peel. And therefore, just like
peeling under a tap, like full kilo in a keli.
That means not to soak it in a keli. But let's say to rinse it under water, many poskim seem to hold that's mutter. It's a chiddush, actually, I'm saying.
What? What is the difference?
No, so you must realize two things. First of all, that's a good point, actually. What's the difference? So it could well be, I think the difference is, I'm not 100% sure it's right, it's a very good point, I was asking, what's the chilek? So two things. One is, when you soak a peris in water, first of all, you're using a keli to help you do the separation. That's much worse. When a person does the water, it's not a keli, the water's coming out, it's not a keli, that's well worse. And also, the question is, why is it not doing the tequila? Why are these poskim not makel rinsing? Why is it not similar to peeling? So I think some people explain that they hold that normally, which is an interesting point, very often if you wash a fruit, you don't do it in the mealtime. You wash it before the mealtime, before you eat. So it's not doing the peeling. So they say rinsing fruits is not the same as peeling. Peeling is a type of thing. I want to have an orange, so before I eat my orange, I peel it. But they tell you, grape, for example, many people wash grapes before they eat it. They might buy it from Tesco or Sainsbury's, a bunch of grapes. What they do is they keep it in a bowl, they'll wash it first, and then when you want to eat it, you'll take as is. So they say that's not doimah to kill them, that's not doimah to peeling. Other poskim, that's what we seem to take on. The minigah olam is too makel in this pride, seems. And we hold that rinsing is mutter because some people do rinse in the middle of a meal. You could wash a pail in the middle of a meal, and therefore it's very similar to peeling, and therefore that's mutter. So I say the general minigah olam, as far as I know, is to makel with fruit. It could be anything, actually. The person could have a sweet, and the sweet fell out of its mouth, fell into dirt. So now the child doesn't want to eat it dirty, obviously. Can you go to the tap and rinse it? Wash off. So it says that rinsing underwater, the chayre is mutter to do. That's doing it together. To put in a keli, that could be worse. That could be worse, yeah? So I'm just saying letters. First of all, besides the shayla of letters, you might have a shayla. People want to ask, can you put letters in salt water on Shabbos? So there's another disadvantage there, and that is if there are insects there, which are alive, if they still are, you're going to be killing them. That's another problem. Besides the problem of boira. If you've got insects on something, strawberries as well, if you want to put strawberries in fairy liquid or whatever it is. So besides the shayla now, I don't know what the water does to the insects, but besides all that, you might have a problem of shechita. If the animals are alive, so I don't know how they work. But that's a side issue. So we're saying now that rinsing pears is mutter, but to put it in a keli, and let it soak in a keli, that's worse, one shouldn't do that on Shabbos.
Let's speak again next Sunday morning now.
What?
Let's speak again next Sunday morning. Good evening. Mike, do you want to join me for Mars, actually?
Yeah, absolutely.